The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my spooktacular creature podcasts. Halloween's here, so I'm talking about an animal that shall bring you fear. So stick around for some fascinatingly frightening facts. Grab some scuba gear as we dive deep into the ocean to meet our creep of the deep, that being the bobbit worm. A quick word of warning, this animal has the most freakiest features of my animal podcast so far, so you might want to resurface if you're wrigglish like a worm. So with that out of the way, let's roll out the facts. The bobbit worm is a beastly species of bristle worm that is found in the deep oceanic trenches of the Atlantic Ocean, as well as the Indo-Pacific. This subnautical sandworm spends most of its life buried deep in sand, which may seem like a lazy, lackluster excuse of a life, but it's actually all to do with how these worms hunt. Being ambush predators, the bobbit worm will lie in wait, anticipating the moment when a bite-sized morsel swims over them, and then, in the blink of an eye, they launch themselves out at lightning speed to grab their prey, before dragging them down into the deep abyss, never to rise again. And those jaws are no joke, they're able to completely cut fish in two. Truthfully, this is one animal you don't want to mess with, especially if it's got scissors for teeth. Thankfully, this eerie earthworm does have a downside. It's that they're completely blind. Makes sense, considering that there's little to no light where the worm resides. Unfortunately, this creature counteracts the lack of specsavers by being able to sense vibrations through the sand, all thanks to those 5 antennae to pick up the whereabouts of their prey. And the worst part of it all? They can grow up to 10 feet long. Yep, this spooky piece of spaghetti can grow to be taller than a human. And one more frightening thing about the barbaric bobbit worm is that their name has quite the awkward origin. Well, we all know that they're worms, but what about the bobbit part of their names? Well, truth be told, the bobbit comes from a dark little reference to the infamous Lorena Bobbit case, something that I will not go into for the sake of keeping my podcast PG, but if you're feeling curious, look it up for yourself. Google with caution though, it's not for the faint of hearted. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week or I'll be back with some more fascinating facts, I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.